Steve says, I know you get a lot of people complaining about country music. You lost two listeners. That last song you played cleared my two cats out of the room. No, well, Steve, that's a misnomer. I get more compliments than I get complaints. But it's usually people who don't understand. I've been doing this since 2002. And before that, I filled in for Lawsy. Country music has always been part of my life. I do the Country Music Countdown on a Saturday night. And I rarely play music other than country music on the program. I figure if I'm going to sit here for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and do it for 18 years, I'm entitled to at least listen to the sort of music I like. I know it'll come as a shock to some, but the program is reflective of how I feel. That's why they call it the Ray Hadley Morning Program. Now, I'll go back to one of my mentors, Gary O'Callaghan, who in the early 1980s, when I was searching, as I've told you before, for the magic of why he had all this success, thinking there was a secret formula to success on radio, and he simply said to me, "Your name? Ray Hadley." I said, "That's it. I'm Ray Hadley." He said, "Good. You think you can be him? So when you're angry, get angry. When you're sad, get sad. You can cry if you like. When you're happy, laugh." And so I love country music. I simply love it. I love George Strait and all the other people I play. So if I'm to come on here and pretend I don't like country music, it wouldn't be who I am. And that's what the program is. It's what I am. And no one gets you in a hammerlock and makes you listen to the few people who complain. You can go elsewhere. No one makes you listen, but the problem is, they come back, they're closet listeners, they can't help. Oh, I'll put up with that country song as long as I can listen, they say. So I'm not going to pretend, given all the time I've been doing this, as my career winds down in the next 4 or 5 years, that I'm going to stop playing country music because of a few whinges.